So let's go to Luke 11.
Song we were singing this morning, Come Weal or Woe.
Well, here we got woe. Verse 11:52. Woe unto ye lawyers. And it's not talking about the guys that have passed the bar exam, and you know, it's not the lawyers in our sense of the word. It's the these were the guys that they were called lawyers because they were experts in the Old Testament law. For ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye have entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. Here's legalists. They had the keys to the word, and they've taken them away and hid them. And then those that were going to enter in, they hinder those people from, oh, don't go behind that door, you know. They take the word, hide it back there. Oh, don't go back there. You don't want to see what's back there, you know. And they don't even go in themselves and get the word. And see, that's legalism. Is, you know, you take away the word and you hide it, you know, and withhold it from people. But see, grace, God wants his word given freely to people. 2 Timothy 2:1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the legalism that is in Christ. No. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And here it says Christ Jesus. And when you see, you don't always see it in King James, but here it is put accurately. When it says Christ Jesus instead of Jesus Christ, it means the resurrected one. Because after he's been resurrected, he's the one that's paid for all our sins. It's a done deal. In Romans 6:1, and of course the legalists will always say, well, if you know we give people too much grace, they'll just go out and do all these terrible things and stuff. But you know what? A lot of times, I don't know, I was the kind of person that you, when I was a little kid growing up, that if you told me I couldn't do something, I'd always figure out a way to go out and do it. I was kind of rebellious. I think people are sort of that way. If you tell them, well, you can't do this, you can do everything, but you can't do this. So you figure out a way. Like you get a little kid in the room and you say, okay, little Billy, you can do anything you want, but don't put those green beans in your ears. Within 5 minutes, he's going to have it in both ears. I guarantee, you know. That's just kids, you know, but you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't tell your kids what to do. Obviously, you got to have rules and regulations and stuff like that. But we don't have law for the sake of law. I mean, we got to have order and so forth. But what gives us the order is the love of God. We walk in love and we think, what's the loving thing to do? What would be the loving thing to do? You know, would it bless somebody if I come up and punch them and take their wallet from them? Of course not. But a lot of times it's more subtle than that, you know, and we have to always think, what's the loving thing to do? Here in Romans 6:1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Well, see, we can get away with that. You know, if we, you know, you can get away with sinning and God will forgive you and we still got eternal life. But is that the loving thing to do? No. God forbid. Verse 2 here. How shall we live? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? What's great is it is what, now that we're free of the law, we're free to walk and serve. And, you know, it's like if it's the Sabbath day, we don't have to worry, oh, I can't go out and minister healing on the Sabbath day because I have to stay and, you know, keep this day holy unto the Lord. Well, what's the most holy thing you can do unto the Lord other than heal somebody? You know, the Pharisees never figured that one out. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, and that word workmanship there is masterpiece. We are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So that's what we're saved for, so we can do good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In Hebrews 4, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See, when you're walking in the love of God and you're walking in grace and you're not all tied down by the law and the fear that comes with the law, like, well, because if you're doing the law and you go before God, then you know you haven't done it right. So no matter how hard you try, there was only one guy that was able to do the law, and that was Jesus Christ. And none of us are good enough to do the law. So when if we're doing the law to be holy before God, we go before God, we know we have shortcomings. And you're going to kind of go before God like, oh, geez. It's like when you're a little kid, you know, and your dad comes home, and you know you broke that cookie jar in the kitchen, or you know you went and scratched the paint on his car when you weren't supposed to go near his car in the garage. Or you know you went in the backyard and pulled that flower out when mom told you not to go near the flower. You know you did these things wrong all day. And you know the retribution's going to come. And so you go before God and say, oh, geez, okay, let me have it. But see, we don't have to do that because it's been paid for. We don't have to go before God with our sins. We go before God with our needs, and he meets them with love. And we go before him boldly because of the grace. See, that's what the grace has done for us. It's freed us up to make us bold before God. And I got here written here from my research paper. It says, God's love and God's grace yields boldness and confidence towards God. Legalism says that you are unworthy, you are unholy, unsanctified, and that you have to do some burdensome law to become worthy, holy, and sanctified. Yet God's word says, come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in the time of need. It is much easier to choose to be strong in grace over being steeped in legalism. The choice is yours. Let's go to Jeremiah. Let's close it out in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1. Whoops, I'm in 24. Get where I showed you to go. Here we go. We got woe again. I've never quite figured out what wheel is. I guess wheel doesn't probably not come wheel or woe. It's probably not something very good. But I do know what woe is.
The opposite of woe.
Oh, okay. Oh, wheel's good? Is wheel good? Okay. Chapter 23, verse 1. Woe be unto you, the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock, ye have driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. Verse 3, and I will gather out of the remnant of my flock, out of all the countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase, and I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall there be lacking, saith the Lord. See, sometimes there's people that are spiritual leaders that by their teachings and what they do, destroy God's people and destroy churches and destroy ministries and destroy people's lives. But God is a God of deliverance, and he gathers the remnant back together, and he'll bring up, he has one shepherd that messes up, he'll bring up a new one. What's that record in, I think it's 1 Samuel, where Eli, the man of God, was all messed up. And his sons were doing all these evil things and stuff. And God raised up Samuel. And God told Samuel, said, I'm going to do a thing that when everybody's ears hear it, they're going to tingle. And then basically what he did, he brought down Eli and brought down the family, all Eli's evil sons, and got rid of them, got them out of Israel, and put a real man of God in his place. God promises that if there's people that are hungry, he'll raise up new people that'll teach the word and will teach grace instead of legalism. So that's our job, is to go out there and be those shepherds and teach people grace, because there's still people out there teaching legalism. And, well, we can go out and teach them what is available. God is a God of love. And, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And I'd like to close with one last quote. And I believe this is from Order My Steps in Thy Word. Thank you. This is a quote from one of the teachings in there, and it says, if you are a spiritual person, you don't push down and stomp on a person overtaken in a fault. If you are a spiritual person, you correct the person in the spirit of meekness. In other words, we restore people. People don't need to hear how bad they are. We all know how bad we are. We know we've messed up and made mistakes, but we do need to hear God's grace. We need to hear it every day. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.